Petula Martin is here now with the business news.
Thanks, Cian. There's been a surge in car and home improvement loans in the first quarter of the year as personal lending hit €481 million. That's according to the personal loan report from Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. Let's take a closer look with Anthony O'Brien, who's head of sector research and analysis. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
And thank you very much for coming into the studio today. When you are applying for a personal loan, it's likely to be for a car or because you're getting a new kitchen or an extension. There's been a considerable jump in activity in both of those categories.
Yes, there has. I mean, overall, the level of personal loans, and when we talk here about personal loans, we're talking specifically about unsecured personal loans. So, of course, there's other ways that people can get credit. They can get overdrafts, credit cards, and also types of car finance and other finance. So, in terms of personal loans, it's increased by about 25% overall to about €480 million. And you're talking about over 49,000 individual loans. Now, the main reasons that people have normally taken their loans are for things like auto finance, particularly buying new cars, but also secondhand. And then in terms of home improvements. And that can range from anything to get new windows or doors, to get new kitchens, and also deeper kind of more extensive improvements in the home.
And how many car loans were taken out and how many home improvement loans were taken out in the first quarter?
So in terms of car loans, we're seeing a particularly strong quarter. There was over 15,000 car or auto loans in the first quarter, and that was up about 27%. In terms of value, it was a big increase. It's gone up to about €187 million, which is nearly 40%. And two things that we're seeing driving that is, one, people are increasingly buying, more expensive cars, particularly energy efficient green cars like electric and plug-in hybrid, but also in general the prices of those cars have increased both in the new and second-hand markets.
And then when it comes to home improvements, how many loans?
Well, in terms of home improvements, then we've seen about €147 million in the quarter and nearly 14,000 loans. So again, that's in volume terms, that's up over a quarter again. And really there, as I said, there's a wide range of improvements you can make, but we're also seeing a big increase, particularly in terms of improvements for energy efficiency.
And on that, the value of green personal loans almost doubled to €19.7 million. That was up more than 94% year on year. Now, when we're talking about home improvements, can you get a green loan for retrofitting? Like, how do you qualify for a green loan?
Yeah, now, when we say green loans, this is a very specific product type offered by some of our lenders. And it's where people get a sort of a discounted interest rate on when they get certain types of work done and is covered by the loan. Now, and of course, people can make those improvements without getting that type of loan. But in terms of what we're seeing a big increase in terms of people making improvements in terms of insulation in the home, getting heat pumps, which is a huge focus of government at the moment. Also in terms of things like getting new windows or doors to make to increase the insulation in the home, but upgrading boiler controls, as well as and anything else like that that would improve. Solar panels as well has been a key area, and you see them increasingly in new homes.
Okay, and in terms of car loans, if you're buying an electric car, do you get a green loan?
Well, you can get a green loan if you, usually the criteria is that it's an electric, as in battery electric or plug-in hybrid electric. But of course, again, as I say, there's a lot of ways that people can finance these investments. When we talk about green loans here, we're specifically talking about the product offered by the lenders with a discounted rate.
And the benefit of a green loan is the lower interest rate, as you say, but also the benefit to society.
Well, exactly. I mean, that is the intention. That, I mean, there's lots of small things we can do to improve energy efficiency, turning down the thermostat and things like that. But this is about really investing in the infrastructure.
The value of all personal loans in the first quarter is €481 million. And within that, the value of green loans is €19.7 million. That seems small when you look at the overall figure.
It is. These products are relatively new, and of course we waited a little while before we started collecting data on it. But based on the sort of trends that we're seeing more broadly, we expect this to increase significantly. For example, the SEAI have reported about 30,000 retrofits up to B2 BER, so that's the energy performance criteria or rating. And of those, about nearly 60% have taken place since the start of 2022. So we're really seeing a huge momentum now behind this.
Now, very briefly, are people overextending themselves when drawing down personal loans?
Well, if you look at the consumer credit outstanding, it would suggest that we're actually recovering from a drop during the COVID years. It's only about 12 billion, which is actually less than it probably was in 2019. But what I would say is that, you know, we're all seeing what's happening with the cost of living crisis. And if people are having issues with any type of credit, be it mortgage, loan or overdraft, that we do have a website dealing with debt.ie, and that they should really consult that or consult an advisor just to get some guidance.
Anthony O'Brien, Head of Sector Research and Analysis at Banking and Payments Federation Ireland.